The show must go on, particularly the 125th annual Victoria Day Parade, at a time when the city could really use something to celebrate. With funding in question, the Greater Victoria Festival Society's parade faced an uncertain future. But thanks to funds already allocated for an event that will no longer happen, the city was able to add $25,000 to the $17,000 already granted through its traditional budgeting process. Literally thousands of American high school students and their staff and their parents come to Victoria, said Cowan. Jeremy Caradona. The regime in the U.S. doesn't get to ruin everything. They don't get to ruin our relationship, our close cultural bond with those young people and those families in Washington and Oregon. Those relationships, it's important to show, this year, community and neighbors to the South that those connections matter. With ongoing tensions between Canada and the U.S., the parade is a higher priority than usual. Council seemed to agree when adding the cash during its April 17th meeting. It's my expectation all Victorians will welcome those guests with welcome arms, Caradona added. Parade organizers had anticipated additional funding from the BC Fairs, Festivals and Events Fund, a program not renewed this year. The added $25,000 comes from Victoria's 2025 Major Community Initiatives and Events Grant Program. The 125th Victoria Day Parade is May 19, starting at 9 a.m. at the corner of Douglas and Finlayson. Visit gvfs.ca for the full route. It's a signal to residents and people who come and enjoy all we have to offer, said Cowan. Chris Coleman, noting the parade slips Victoria from the shoulder season into high tourist gear. This is the doorway that opens that up.